And now we're going to pick up on where we left off on Thursday from the interviews in a packed red church, the Monday meal, which happens 6 o'clock on Monday. It'll be tomorrow if you're listening to this on Sunday. No, but thank you.
No.
Any thoughts?
No.
Anything you want to say, sir? Otter Man?
Gonna miss Desiree.
Take it. I didn't know her very well, but there are a number of people who said that.
I've known her quite a few years.
Anything you want to say about her?
Not right now.
Okay. All right then.
But let's make some good things. You're going to be there tomorrow at 5 o'clock?
I'll be there probably earlier.
No, I mean this meeting that he's talking about?
4 o'clock. Oh, no.
He invited you and everybody.
Oh, you mean a thing, the Thursday meeting?
I mean, these are people that put...
At the protest meeting tomorrow. That's where I'm going to be.
Well...
Maybe you'll be there, too.
Oh, no, I take that. I'm Thursday night. I'm looking ahead.
Right, I know.
I mean, we've got to get the churches. At least this group puts 20 up. I mean, what if you had 125 churches, Robert?
Frankly, I'm very skeptical. I think the Association of Faith Communities has been jabbering about this for years. And they're not doing anything different.
They would say the same thing about you, Robert. Well, I know you
but
better.
But they got hundreds of thousands of dollars, and we don't have shit. Sorry, there's a difference.
I'm going to give you something to take with you. But let me just say,
go for it.
Tell me about the Homeless Union Santa Cruz. You're part of that?
Yeah.
So I hired someone. Later we'll talk about it. He didn't show up. Maybe next week. Every time he raises $150 for him and $50 to the union. I did that today, Robert. So
we'll get in touch again, and we'll
I got your number.
Right. Well, I'll give you the president of the homeless union's number. You can talk to her.
Yeah, we will. We're going to make it happen.
Call me again.
Because of you.
Oh, well, because
Come
of
on.
You. Because
well,
of you.
All of us.
Any reports from the street?
Yeah.
Anything you want to say for free? Nice looking, what is it?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
That's good. Well, you look good too.
Mm-hmm.
Any reports, sir?
No.
No hassles, no tickets?
No.
No exciting adventures?
Well,
new romances?
I did get a ticket, but it was my own damn fault.
What did you do wrong?
I was smoking my medicine on the Ave.
I had a
joint
you,
on the
you,
Ave.
You alarmed the horses, did you?
Yeah. So.
What time of day was it?
I think it's in my ass.
No. Who gave you a ticket, Ranger or Cop?
PD.
And are you, was this done for medicinal purposes?
Yeah. They said no smoking of any kind was allowed on the Ave. Yeah, it was today.
Today is the 4th.
Yep. And it was 15:15.
That'd be 3:15.
Yeah.
Well, you're obviously a very bad man. I'm not going to talk to you anymore.
All right.
We've been talking with...
Zachary.
Keep it up, Zach.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, sir. Any reports?
No.
Steve, anything from you want to say for free radio?
Yes.
Go for it.
Something that I tell you about is emotional content for me is real. And I think sometimes you cut me off. Not cut me off, but want me to stop because I'm getting scattered. But I have another one, and it was emotional, but I'll try to tone down the emotion. But it's real, and that's what's important. By the way, before I start, Desiree really was a very beautiful person. And I'll, maybe at the memorial, I'll speak on that tomorrow. About a year ago now, I got a citation for a little, you know, this thing they call piezos, I guess oil pipes, a citation for it. And first, I pleaded not guilty. I demanded a jury trial. Then I agreed that I took a deal. I utterly refuse to go to AA or NA or anything 12-step group because it violates my on religious grounds. AA says, we're not a religion, but every other word in the book is God.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not a religion. But anyway, I demanded. I said, I refuse to go to that. Anything like that. If you're going to arrest me for having one of these, every store in town that has hundreds of these pipes, you should go around and cite them, too. I get one, they should get 1,000 of them. You know, the stores have them. So why does the buyer get to possess these things? But the seller, they get a citation. But I didn't go all to all that in the court. I mentioned that to the lawyer. What I did mention was, okay, I'll take this deal. And the deal was the judge would accept. I would not respect my right, which was a joyous day for me.
Name of the judge?
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember right now. I'm 65 years old. I don't remember all that right now. But it was a judge, a male judge. He said, they accepted. I will not have to go to AA or NA. I would go to what's called self-help. And by August of this year, if I didn't get any more arrests for these pipes, it would be dismissed.
To me, because I do have something to say for the city meeting after I order, real quick.
Sounds good.
All right, thank you.
Pirate anything?
Not really, I guess. I don't know.
No. Think about it. Let me know. Anything from...
No. It's a good day.
All right, that's good. Any reports from the street?
Nothing interesting.
Well, anything boring?
No, I got a job.
That's good. What kind of work?
Housekeeping, and I'm working at Ross, too.
What does it pay?
$12.50 to $15.
How many hours a week?
I got two jobs, so I got 60 hours a week.
And this means that in 20 years you'll be able to get into housing.
Yeah, well, I was actually thinking about buying one of those $10,000 trailers.
And then you can get a number of tickets, so they can get towed away.
Put it at the motorhome.
Yeah, well, so you think it'll be okay?
Yeah, that way it'll be okay. You have to park at a motorhome.
How long have you been outside yourself?
A year and a half.
Well, good luck, and we've been talking with...
Erica Carson.
Thank you. Should be on free radio.
You know what? If I had a story, it'd be this. I actually left Washington to get out of a domestic violence situation, and the YMCA sent me down here. And I came down here because they sent me down here, and then CPS came along and took my kid out of my car just because I didn't have a babysitter. And ever since then, I've just been really just not able to work and stuff.
We'll talk again.
That would be my story.
I want to hear more about that. Talking with...
Hi, Ariane.
Say hello. You said hello.
Hello.
Bye.
Bye.
I've already told you this nightmare. I'm not going to go through it again.
Okay.
Okay, when I went to CBS with my guitar on my back, my backpack, and my cart, they accused me of stealing from them. I don't steal.
Right. I remember.
So Becky's the manager, and she's still going to pay for it. She's still going to pay for it somehow.
All right.
I'm going to get a lawyer and file a suit against CBS. That's all I can do.
Good luck, Steve.
Done deal.
Yeah, thank you. Any reports from the street?
I've been seeing a lot, like, more people at night.
Yeah.
Like, unsatisfactory people, you know, who are...
How long you been out?
I've been out here for a bit over a year now.
And your name is?
Ethan.
Ethan, we'll talk again when you're not about to eat.
Thank you.
Any reports from the street? Street reports?
Sorry.
No? Any reports from the street? What about you?
Nope.
No wisdom for us?
No wisdom.
All right, then. Any street reports?
Not yet.
All right, well, you keep your eyes open. I want a full account. I mean, a count, or... Yeah, a count. That's it. All right, babe. I could say the same.
Thanks.
Anything happening that you've noticed in the last week you want to pass on?
I'm just hoping that everybody's starting to come to their senses about all this, because it's a ridiculous problem and it needs a solution. And anybody,
quite an optimist, aren't you?
And anybody who opens their eyes should see that what's going on is terribly, terribly wrong. And we need to come together and come to our senses.
Have you been in town long?
I've been in town 92 years.
And that's a long time.
It's a long, long time.
And most recently, you've been indoors or outdoors?
Most recently outdoors, yes.
And any hassles with authorities because of this?
Oh, yeah. I've had my car towed. I've had my children taken away. I've had my benefits canceled. All of the above.
Doesn't sound good.
Maybe I should say that again. I've had my car towed. Well, let's start with this. I've had my grandfather's house taken. I've had my car towed. I've had my children's custody removed from me. I've had my benefits taken away. I have nothing. I live outside after being in town for 92 years.
Have you been... How have the police treated you in the last week or two?
The last week or two, it's been very quiet. I haven't had any police contact for maybe a month or so now.
What do you attribute to?
My knowledge in speaking with them and having them uphold the rule of law and their oath of office and the policies of their department. When they come out and they start to selectively enforce the law against people that they don't like. I'm the one that calls them on it. I tell them about it, and I tell them that they need to come back to the Constitution and the policies of their department and have some respect for the people out here, no matter what they're doing.
And they actually pay attention to you?
Because I trip them up, and I get to them to the point where they realize that they have broken their own policies, and that if they go any further with me, they'll get in trouble. That's what keeps them away from me.
We'll have to have you run a seminar at some point.
I would love to. Absolutely love to.
Come to the Huff meeting. It's now at noon on Wednesdays at the Sub Rosa Cafe.
Okay.
You know where that is?
I will find it.
It's right next to the bike church, if you know where that is.
I do know where that's at.
Noon on Wednesdays.
Noon on Wednesdays.
And we're also doing, of course, a memorial tomorrow, so if you come to that, I'll see you there.
We'll start hanging around a lot more.
And we've been talking with
Peter Pan.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you much.
Any reports?
Not today, but thank you.
Thank you. Any reports from the street? Any street reports?
Huh?
Any reports you have from the street?
It's wonderful.
All right. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
How's the coffee?
It's very good.
I had half a cup myself.
Yes. This is the second one.
Well, don't get too carried away now.
No. It has coffee and cream and sugar.
And sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tend to dump a lot of that stuff in myself.
Yeah, my grandfather taught me to have it that way.
All right, well, if it works for you, that's good.
It did, but I was 5.
Okay, well.
I started.
So you're an addict from an early age.
Yes, I drank with my my grandfather. It was very good.
Very interesting. And we've been talking with?
Tanya.
Thanks, Tanya. Any reports? Thank you. What about you, Cooper? What's new at the Loudon Nelson scene?
Everybody's doing good.
You mean they didn't drive you away this morning?
No. No.
Last night?
No.
Yesterday?
No.
Tickets?
No tickets.
Bathroom exclusion?
Well, still the bathrooms are closed to the community. We're wondering if it's the anti-community center.
Have you organized a hanging party for Iseth Ray?
That's Tony's.
That's Tony's
job. That's not my job.
I see. Okay.
Well, we all have a role, and that's not my role.
I see. That's not
Tony's in
the closed area.
I see. You're
No, closed area.
So where have you been sleeping if it's a closed area?
Oh, no, we sleep on the sidewalks.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we just have to watch the sprinklers and but no.
Be nimble on your feet. Sort of like you can trip the light fantastic.
We're doing all right.
Now, there's no more about blocking the sidewalk tickets?
Well, no, everybody's made room for foot traffic. And
was that a problem before, or were the tickets illegitimate?
Well, I mean, I see both sides. I mean, and we have people that we know that are in wheelchairs, and they need to be able to pass. So I see both sides. I think that's right. So we can share the road, share the sidewalk.
Anything coming up you want to comment on?
The art fair that you guys are going to have December 1st for the homeless community who are the artists, that's awesome. And I've been telling, other artists that I see, and I encourage, so they can provide, prepare their stuff. Anyway, I think that's really great.
And we've been talking with?
This is Cooper.
Thanks, Cooper. Hey, Frank.
Hey,
anything happening at the River Street Camp? They're actually putting in a shower, perhaps?
You want to know why?
Tell me.
I'm not going to take no credit, but we got a sewer line put in, and they're going to be putting in showers very shortly.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's a good thing. People will be able to wash up and go look for jobs and feel confident about themselves, and, it's good. It's no longer a safety issue anymore.
Anything coming up in the catch committee that you want to...
The agenda, I can't tell you about the agenda, but it is open to the public tomorrow at the Veterans Building at 6 o'clock.
Anything we should look for?
Being homeless, I need help staying on these people that aren't homeless, that are on the community, that don't have
most of the people on the community
experiencing homelessness. So I would recommend a lot of people go and voice their opinion.
We've been talking with...
Say it again?
You are...
Frank Sanchez.
Thanks, Frank. Any comments?
I'm shy.
No problem. You, Surf Beret Man, any comments?
No. Sorry, Robert.
Smile on your face. And
I got my disability.
That's why you have a smile on your face.
Yeah. It's good news.
You'll be taking me out to dinner, of course.
Okay. Where do you want to go? Where's a good place to go?
Well, we're going to get a nice thick steak. I'm going to think about that.
Yeah, the most expensive place you can think of.
Well, I don't know about that. Maybe when you see your next, when you make your first million, we'll go into that.
Okay, sounds good.
Have you been talking with?
Mark.
Thanks, Mark. Playing any music lately?
Oh, yeah, almost every night.
Will you be coming to the memorial tomorrow with music?
I wasn't aware there was going to be music accepted there, but sure.
I think so, yeah.
This is at 4 o'clock at City Hall, yeah?
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Correct. All right, man. Hey, Susan, any comment?
I knew Desi quite well. I knew she was a cancer. She had thyroid cancer, and I met her back in 2006. We saw eye to eye. You know, she was really short like me. She's a precious person. That's really a shame. But, you know, in a way, she's kind of morphed into the redwood. It's kind of a symbolic thing. And it might be good. It might be a good omen. I hope.
We've been talking with...
I'm Susan Wirth. I'm still wondering what they're going to do with that Toys R Us building. We need to get people housed right away when the weather...
Take over the building and then we'll know what's happening.
Yeah. Let's take over Toys R Us. Change the T to J and call it Joys R Us.
Right on, man. Thanks, Susan. Lace, any comments?
Yeah, let's hold the city accountable for not getting a transitional encampment.
As you were saying earlier.
As I was saying earlier.
And you will say later.
And I will continue.
You'll continue saying until the damn thing happens, right?
Am I sounding repetitive? And
not at
redundant?
All. Some things need to be repeated.
Thank you.
Any comments, sir?
No, nothing.
No new deaths at the Palomar?
No, don't think so.
Thank you. And of course, we've been talking with...
That's okay.
All right. And you, sir, any comments?
Always. You look good today.
Say that again?
You look good today.
I feel like shit, but that's good. I'm glad I look good.
Sometimes it's better to look good than to feel good.
Yeah, that can happen. Anything happening you want to comment on?
No, I'm trying to get through a book on George Romero and some other stories I'm reading right now.
I didn't hear it, but the rest of the community did. So.
All right, well, that's the important thing.
That's right. We've been talking with?
Russell. Edward Crowell. Junior.
Thank you, Russell.
Second comment.
Any comments, madam?
No.
Well, be that way. All right, then.
Well, if you don't have anything good to say, it's better to say nothing at all.
I think if you have anything bad to say, you should say it right now or so we can hear about it.
What? Are you talking about the lady who got crushed by a tree?
That could be. I don't know.
I feel that that's an act of God and that this protest is very stupid and I won't be attending.
Fair enough.
God's a dick, then.
Sorry. Or God, I probably God's a vulva. I mean, what do you... discriminatory behavior?
When a tree falls in the forest and lands on my car, Geico calls that an act of God. Right? They don't want it. They don't
reimburse
me.
The insurance company calls it an act of God. But if somebody forced you to go there, then they mass them.
But they didn't force her to go there. She could have gone anywhere she wanted in the whole fucking world.
I see.
Except for the Ross place.
Except there wasn't a lot of accommodations available. Anyway, thank you for your thoughts. And we've been talking with?
Morgan.
Thank you, Morgan. Tyler, anything new from your... We played your account of your... Your adventures in court.
Oh, yeah, it was fun.
That was what it was.
It was a lot of fun.
How's Extinction Rebellion going?
I don't know. I haven't been involved with
it's
that.
Become extinct in your world?
I've become extinct in my
world. No, it's become extinct.
In my world?
Extinction, yeah.
Has it become extinct?
No, you're aware it's there, but...
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything happened to you on the street recently?
No, nothing. Sorry, I don't have anything interesting for you.
Well, I forgive you.
If I do, I'll let you know.
All right. Fair enough. Hi, any reports from the street?
No.
All right, any reports from the local artists that's seen here?
There's a lawsuit against Led Zeppelin.
Oh, well, as if I... Well, I didn't know it, and I don't give a shit about it. But, I mean, that's because I'm not a Led Zeppelin person, really. But that's because, you know, I... Now, if it were against the Mamas and the Papas, it might be different. How are you doing? All right. Now, you take care.
Let me see, I got a message.
Go ahead, sir.
The law enforcement cunts are trying to get to my balls. The cunt stinks, and they think I owe them something. This is my land. I catch them fucking with the dog's fucking ass, I fucking rip their throat out, shit down their fucking neck.
And we've been
listening. Fucking law enforcement, you're a bitch, you need to hang.
Oh, thank you, sir. Anything you want to sign in? I guess not.
All right. Any comments?
I don't know. I just speak through music.
Fair enough. May you play that piano on.
I will, Lord willing.
All right. Any reports from the street?
Just that God is good.
Well, I will take your word for it, since I don't believe in the Easter Bunny either, so what can
I
tell
you? Oh, okay, all right.
And we've been talking with...
Excuse me?
You are...
Oh, I'm Barney.
Barney and Robert. Mucho gusto, señor.
Mucho gusto. Igualmente.
Enjoy the meal. It looks like there's still some left. Amazing.
I'm at the end of the line here.
Right. Have some food.
Off the record. Did you
Yeah. Oh, at the for the meeting, the city meeting regarding safety, I was hoping that a poster could be made where people sign their names for if they've been hit by a car or if they've, like, various unsafe things that have happened from sleeping out, like even bug infestations, all the things that wouldn't happen if they were sleeping in a transitional shelter.
That's a good idea. Thank you, Noel.
Steve, getting back to what we were talking about earlier.
Anyway, without specific names and dates and all that, about a year ago, cited for having a glass pipe, what they call the hooter. The cop said, oh, he got a hooter. I think that's what he put on the ticket, too, hooter. Anyway, so I was going to request a jury trial. I'm not guilty of anything. I bought this at the store legally. They can sell it. I can buy it. I mean, you know what I mean? The seller is legal to sell it, but illegal to buy it. Anyway, forget all that. That's not the point. So I said I'm not guilty of anything. I bought this in a store. I even got a receipt for it, you know? Anyway, so I was going to request a jury trial, and then they talked me into a plea. They said 36 AA or NA meetings a month, and then by August of this year, 2019, if I didn't have any more such arrests, it would be dismissed. I said, no.
We know that we've reached the point where we got to the judge. You went back. You said no go on the NA.
I
and the
I AA. Will. I refuse to go to AA or NA on religious grounds. Okay. Although they say we're not a religion.
Right.
Every other word in the book is God.
So they gave you another option.
So the other part of that is, I forgot what that is. Oh, you know, you have to admit you're powerless over people, places, and things. So you could be they could be slaughtering people in the streets, but because you're in AA, you don't have any opinion on it. So forget all. So the judge, back in, I don't know, I'm going to pull up all these dates and times, and I'll have that at the moment.
No problem.
But about, I don't know, January, February, something like that, of 2019, I appeared before a judge, a male judge, and he said, okay, if you don't have any arrests for this same charge by August 2019, it will be dismissed, and I will respect your right not to go to AA or NA.
Good. What happened?
But you... instead, 36 self-help something or other, you know? So I said, okay. Then, they use the word, the language is imbued, you know, AA and all that is so indoctrinated into the power system, corrupted it, that the language is even corrupted. Then afterwards, what do you mean self-help? To mean self, me, self, right? Help means I help myself. Is that right? I mean, to me the word. We can continue later if you want. But I gotta go. Long story short, to me, I know 100% certain that judge said I did not have to attend AA or NA based on the religious ground.
So what happened after that, Steve?
The lawyer congratulated me. Now I went back to the court because I'm homeless. They make you go 8:30 in the morning. I had no the lawsuits had phones on. I had no alarm clock. I had no way of waking up in time to be at the court at 8:30. I don't even know what time it is in the morning. So I didn't make the first one. Then I didn't make the second. Finally, I went this week. I finally made it. You know, they had a warrant out for my arrest from not being there. I said, well, I'm homeless. I had no alarm clock. I had no way of getting to the court by 8:30 unless I stay up all night, which is tempting. And we want to do what, speed to stay up all night. But I did not do that. I made it to the court this week for that, to wrap the thing up, to show that I don't know, whatever. But anyway, I went to the court. I sit there. I call my name. I go, it's hard for me to tell, it's a little noisy in here. I go up, and the judge, this is a different judge now. It says on the department too, those in department two, the judge is in here, go to department one. So now I have a totally different judge. But that shouldn't matter. They keep transcripts, right? It's not like the judge has no idea what occurred. But, this is very difficult. So anyway, I appear before the judge. And first thing she says to me, Mr. Conover, you were ordered to go to the AA and NAA meetings. Immediately, I flipped and I was like, here's the last judicial system of Santa Cruz. I mean, I know the rest of the system's fucked up. And now I'm saying, huh? And I immediately said, I said, what are you talking about? I was not ordered to go to the AA or NAA. And I said it loudly. I specifically said I was. I refuse to go to AMA or NA. Next thing I know, the sheriff's surrounding me, what do you call it, bailiff guys, they're like football players surrounding me. And I'm saying to the judge, I'm trying to look at her, and they're standing in front of me so I can't see her. And so I said, I refuse to go to AMA based on religious grounds, and the judge granted that. So what? Next thing, they got me in handcuffs, take me down to the basement, they're going to contempt of court, failure to comply with a court order. So, there's the Santa Cruz judicial system. They lie. But this week. So they lie. How are you telling me?
What happened afterwards?
They cited me out for, I got to go on December 6th, once ago, 8:30. They should all be over. It's a stupid fucking thing. They're going to go back for what? Failure to comply with a court order of going to AA or NA. When the judge said I did not have to go to AA or NA. See how I'm getting upset now?
I understand.
Excuse me, cut me off at this point.
Right.
But
I'm cutting you off.
Real emotional fucking.